This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back to SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker Campbell. And a number of subjects that we're going to hit on in our final segment tonight. Always looking forward to visiting with Adam Grossman. He is the CEO of Block 6 Analytics. We wanted to get his perspective on the Super Bowl 51 ads. What was the real value as millions of viewers turned into such a historic game and that incredible comeback by the Patriots? Good evening, Adam. Nice to have you back.
Great to be here.
Okay, so let's find out about your take on the Super Bowl ads, because obviously the Super Bowl, it is one of the most watched events each and every year, especially after the Patriots, this epic comeback. Were those 30-second ads worth that $5 million hit?
It's a good, very good question. Again, I think it depends a little bit on what the brands were trying to accomplish and what the brands were trying to get out of the commercial. One of the things that ended up being, you know, a lot of brands, particularly in the Super Bowl, tried for some emotional angle, in particular, either humor or, you know, the triumph, the heroic story where somebody, you know, comes from nowhere and becomes successful. The idea of those brands and those resonating with customers, in addition to the large audience, is something that, again, brands are taking a look at. So one of the other things that comes up from a is this worth it perspective is not just the commercials themselves, but the earned media that comes from running these commercials. So what that means is, you know, and you've probably, your listeners heard this if they've listened to your show or listened to other shows, is the idea of, you know, people are talking about the Super Bowl commercials well after the commercial has aired and well before the commercial has aired. The brands are not paying for that, right? That is media that's being generated and brand awareness that's being created without having to do anything outside of those commercials. So, and then on the other side of the equation, you know, it's $5 million is just how much it costs to buy the time. Obviously, there's production costs. That T-Mobile commercial with Justin Bieber and all those celebrities by themselves, uh-huh, sure cost than the $5 million. The idea being that value, it's not just in terms of just that one time, you know, that 1 30-second spot. You know, it's hard to say the value just from that spot alone. What you really want to look at is the entire ecosystem around the commercial, both in terms of, you know, what happens in social media, what happens on television, what happens on radio, what happens on newspaper, and then what happens not just after the Super Bowl occurs, but usually the Super Bowl ad becomes a foundation for a brand campaign either throughout the entire year or a significant period of time. And then seeing the potentially lifts in sales or lifts in awareness or lifts in perception around the brand over time can be really valuable.
Well, I was at the game, so I didn't have the opportunity to watch all the Super Bowl ads. So give us, you just mentioned the T-Mobile, but what was the highlight for you, perhaps the best and the worst ad?
The one that got the most attention, and you would probably, you know, it's not necessarily traditionally thought of as an ad, is actually the halftime show itself, right? Where Pepsi was the large sponsor of the halftime show. Mm-hmm. And in terms of what people rated as almost as their favorite part of the Super Bowl outside of the end where they came back in the overtime was the halftime show itself. So that being a, you know, I don't think necessarily you'd consider that a commercial, but, you know, Pepsi paid a significant amount of money and they got, you know, I think they got a pretty strong result from it, given the results that it came in from surveys and awareness scores and all that kind of stuff around the Super Bowl commercial. I do think that some of the celebrity ads can be helpful, in particular with remembering what's going on. The biggest issue that comes up with Super Bowl ads, I mean, do you remember any of the Super Bowl ads that happened from the 2016 Super Bowl? Most people would say no, so the length of recall can be hard to have. So even for the ones that are humorous or ones that are, you know, can create a lot of conversation, that's something that you want to be able to monitor and track over time. Probably the best example of this is the Budweiser commercial, the Bud Light commercial,
okay,
where, you know, Augustus Busch comes, you know, from, I believe it's from Germany, and then comes to St. Louis, and they show kind of a fictionalized version of the creation of Anheuser-Busch. Well, that got a lot of conversation, and, you know, I don't think people, when they think of traditional Super Bowl commercials, think of that kind of story, but obviously given what's going on in the political climate, combined with that it is a compelling narrative, combined with the fact that instead of using the usual Clydesdales or animals, Budweiser took a different approach. I think of that, of all the commercials, that probably is the one that will be remembered on a go-forward basis.
Well, Adam, I'll tell you one of my favorites. I'm a big Doxy lover, so I think back to a year ago. Was it the Heinz ketchup one, I Can't Live Without You? Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
That's a great ad. that. I think of that often.
Yeah, you usually can't go wrong with animal. I mean, obviously, the Westminster Kennel Club just happened, and you know, you can't go wrong with rumor or any other. You know, animals are usually a tried and true method for getting people's attention.
Sure. Hey, the CEO of Block 6 Analytics, Adam Grossman, is back with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. I think one of the things we've got to get into tonight, making big time headlines, was one of the world's highest spending advertisers, and that's Procter & Gamble. And they've called out media buying in terms of the industry and asked them to be more transparent. What are they talking about?
Yeah, I think this is something that your listeners would maybe understand, even on an intuitive basis, right? And this is something we're talking about with the Super Bowl commercials, is what the CMO, the chief marketing officer of Procter & Gamble, was saying is, because I don't understand, and because what's typically called rights holders, but like the television channels or teams or leagues or events, because, or advertising agencies, because they don't clearly say how value is being created, it is impossible for companies to see if advertising is effective or not. At a fundamental level, I think this makes sense. You know, if you're looking at the Super Bowl and all you saw is the score at the end, how would you know exactly what happened, or how would you know exactly what plays caused the Super Bowl to happen? What plays, you know, how would you know that Tom Brady came back in the second half, and you know, what was the score ahead of time? And not being able to see how everything is put together, and not being able to see the full valuation, makes it really hard for these large companies who are spending, you know, millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on advertising, and they don't know the value that they're getting, and they don't know necessarily where to start. So it's something my company does. My company focuses on creating these types of transparent valuations so people can actually see what's going on. You know, you don't see the end of the game result, but you can see what's happening in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, to use the football metaphor.
That was the CEO of Block 6 Analytics, Adam Grossman, joining us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Time to wrap it up. Big thank you to all of our guests. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. The Big E Sports Show, right here at the next generation of sports, SB Nation Radio.